When we think about transformation, this will be our last installment of our lessons on Wednesday night. And I couldn't help but to think about sacrifice and service, because when we think about sacrifice, when we think about service, I couldn't help but to think about Jesus Christ. And we think about what he did for us, what he did for mankind, what he did for his friends, what he did for his enemies. God is so good that he allowed his son, commanded his son, put his son in a position to be a sacrifice, put his son in a position to do service for mankind, his own creation. And the more I thought about that, I thought about the seven sayings of Jesus on the cross. And there are a few that I thought, wow, Jesus sacrificing himself. Remember on the cross, he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? We know that God himself was reconciling the world back to himself through his son, Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5, 20-21. I don't believe that God left him right when he needed him, when he was sacrificing himself for the world, when he was serving the Father and serving the world. If anything, we find God the Father looking at what he was doing and Jesus seeing the work that he was doing, and he felt alone. And we feel that way sometimes. But also, when I think about some of the sayings of the cross, just one more, John 19:30, Jesus, after it was all said and done, he said, "It is finished." Remember on Sunday, we made the comment, Jesus did not say, "I am finished." He said, "It is finished. The work is finished. The work that you sent me to do, I sacrificed myself. I came for service." But it's the sacrifice of Christ that did not end on the cross, like some said. For in Romans 4, verse 25, the salvation process did not end at the cross. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have justification. We're brought to God to be made right with God. He was raised for our justification. What does this have to do with transformation? Everything. And the reason why is because when we think about the sacrifice that we ought to make, the service that we ought to render, brethren, that's going to help in our change of mind, our transformation of thinking. Jesus said in John 10:43 through verse number 45, "You want to be great, serve." But then he says something interesting in verse number 45, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus, Brother Ryan, not only sacrificed himself, but served, which tells me that if I'm not ready to sacrifice, if I'm not ready to serve and lower myself, how much transformation has really taken place? How much change has really taken place? And so what about us? We're going into 2023. We're thinking about some things, even in our own lives. And one of the things I know that we ought to be thinking about, a very prominent passage that we always go to, Romans 12:1-2. Paul said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." Praise God, we don't have to physically die. But the old man has to die. That old way of thinking has to die. And there's some things that we probably were dealing with and being challenged by in 2022. Hopefully, as we finish off 2022 going into 2023, we'll have a different mindset. Well, some people say, well, you know, people are always going to want to have this renewed mind because it's a new year. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Why? Because a renewed mind means that the Word of God is involved, because there's no way to be renewed without the Word of God. There's no way to sacrifice properly and be a living sacrifice without the Word of God. But then that will help us to serve, but not only serve our God, but serve one another, Philippians 2:1-4. And not only serve one another, but serve the people amongst us. Serve them what? The Word of God, hope,
righteousness, holiness, justification. If anybody ought to be able to demonstrate what sacrifice and service look like, it ought to be the transformed people of God. And one thing about 9th and Main, and we give God all the glory. So thankful for you. It's been a great year. It's been a great year. And we made some great accomplishments. But there's a few things that has been said that I personally agree with. There's some things we can tighten up in our own personal lives, even as a group. We can be a little bit more strategic in our evangelism, have a little bit more planning, know exactly what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. What's wrong with that? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. How about our benevolence? Putting ourselves in a position to help people requires a transformation of mind, a sacrifice. When we were about to help our brethren with edification in Laramie, remember, Brother Dennis was actually the one that was talking about that. And Royce actually gave a couple words on that Sunday morning and how we could use this as an opportunity to help our fellow brethren. And we did. Made some great strides this year. Let's keep doing it. But that took service. And so those brethren in Laramie were very grateful, were they not? And that made us feel good because we were actually involved in a good work and God was glorified. And brethren, if God is glorified, we ought to leave with a smile on our face because that's what it's about. So we want to encourage you not only in evangelism, not only in benevolence, but in edification. Let's look for opportunities to build up one another. Acts 20 and verse 32. To encourage one another. You see a brother or sister in sin, let's help them out. And let's not be afraid to offend a little bit, to make each other feel a little bit uncomfortable. If I'm trying to bring my brother or sister out of the fire, sometimes it's going to require me feeling a little uncomfortable and probably them too. But if they come out and they repent, I bet you they'll say, thank you for loving me enough to say something. Sacrifice and service. Not a child of God we want you to be. I want you to consider anyway, because many people are trying to do God's will without sacrifice and without service. Or they're trying to serve without sacrifice. You can't have one without the other. Jesus sacrificed himself. Jesus served God and mankind. And it's interesting that when he was praying not just for himself, not just for the disciples, but also for the world through their word. And he did that. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of sin and confess Christ to be Lord and be buried in water for the remission of sins. But if you're a child of God, you need special prayer. Maybe you need to learn how to sacrifice more. Maybe you want to serve more, just don't know how. Get with one of the elders and let us help you with that as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.